Hello. Morning, evening, afternoon, whatever time of the day you may be on. I, as we've been saying for the last week, don't even know what day I'm on. Don't know what month, what week, what year, what anything. But, in a positive note, can you hear my vocals are a bit better? My breathing is slightly better. And I'm not coughing as much. So that is a bonus. We're going to hopefully go into 2025 without any bugs. Now, I don't want to jinx myself too much because there's still a wee bit to go in there. She says as she coughs. So, we've managed to get to one full week of podcasts at 7 a.m. with only one blip so far. That's actually good going for me. I'm actually proud of that because considering, one, I'm an unorganised mess, organised mess, chaos, I don't even know how you describe me, and two, I am not any kind of tech geek, I'm not techy at all. I can just about use my phone and my laptop without, no, like for social media and things like that, your normal stuff. So the fact that, number one, I managed to set up this podcast all by myself. Number two, I've managed to upload podcasts every single week all by myself and do the editing all by myself. I've not had any help at all. I've recorded it all by myself. I have done all the legwork all by myself. But also the fact that the last week, 8 days technically, because if you say Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no, wait a minute, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 8 days. I nearly got to 11 days, I rank, and had them out at 7 a.m, pre-recorded, and we only had one blip. That is pat on the back for Alien, even if I do say so myself. And you know what, that's where we go wrong in society sometimes. That's easy for somebody else to say, but clearly not for me. I kind of had a wee stumble, fall over and tripped over that one. The fact that we don't praise ourselves as much, enough, we don't say, well done me, or I done that, or I didn't think I was capable and I smashed that. Whatever it may be, you can blow your own trumpet. Keep your thoughts to yourself. Yes. So, well done me. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we are now in another week. The very last week of December. Not even the very last week. The very last couple of days of December. Very last 2 days of 2024. Because in your world just now it's Monday the 30th of December, in my world it clearly isn't. But yeah, you've got today, you've got tomorrow, and then it's bye bye 24 and let's all smash 2025. But before we even go into 2025, before we get carried away with ourselves here, what's your achievements in 2024? What are you most proud of? What are you glad you done or glad you tried? Or is there something that you've thought about for a while and you're like, do you know what, 2025 is the year I'm going to do that, and you're going to do it in January. And don't come at me with your diets, oh, 1st of January, 2nd of January, or the 6th of January, I'm starting my diet. Listen, we all see it. Some might stick to it in January and then fall off it in January. No, we've all done the whole diet thing. So I'm not looking for your normal in January, I'm going to spend less money in January, I'm going to eat less, or I'm going to exercise more, or whatever. Something that you've achieved that you never thought that you could achieve. Maybe you've seen other people achieve it, you know it is achievable by others, but you didn't think it was achievable by you. Obviously, I've just spoken about the podcast, and that's probably my thing. I would say that's probably my thing, that I smashed that. might still not have the listeners and viewers that are the amount that I want, but do you know what? I've got my regulars, and that's amazing, and I love you all for that. I thank you all for that. When I see that the numbers are still sitting wherever they're sitting and sometimes increasing, obviously you get some episodes that are listened to more than others, because it's all about something, whether you relate to that maybe, or whether it's a topic you want to listen about or you don't want to listen about. So I would say that is my biggest achievement of this year. I mean, I would also say keeping me and my two sons alive is a big achievement for me, but hey, I've done that for a long time, so we don't need to go for that one every year. I think I do tend to say that. You normally say it at birthdays, don't you? Especially big birthdays, like the wee one. I keep saying the wee one. He's not even wee. He's basically an adult now. He turned 18. 18 birthdays. We always say, kept him alive for 18 years. I done it with the older one as well. Then they get to 21. See, I done that. Kept him alive for 21 years. At some point, you do need to realise that they kind of done that themselves as well. But hey, I'll take the credit where I can. And if anybody wants to say, no, you didn't, then I'll say, yes, I did. I am their mother. So yes, that would be my achievement for this year. I do have a few things in the pipeline for 2025, a few goals to achieve, kick that ball right through that net again, and I will be announcing my announcements. I will be sharing my announcements. I will be vocalising, that's the word, isn't it? This week. Don't know what day, because I've not decided. I'm a bit apprehensive, so I don't want to do it too soon, don't want to do it too late. It's one of the ones, isn't it, where you've got this big announcement. By the way, I'm not pregnant, still not had any, so don't worry about that, people, especially my sons, like, they're always saying, don't you dare have any more babies. I've only got two, but because they're adults now, they're like, no, we don't want you to have a menopausal baby, thanks very much, change your life, baby. Yes, what was I saying? I don't even know anymore. Yeah, when you've got something in mind, and something that you're excited about and passionate about, then yes, so I'm excited to share my list, potentially share my information, share my goals, share my something. Listen, I'm just trying to choose my words wisely here, because I just need to say one word in a sentence and you would potentially know what it is, and I don't want to say anything quite yet, because everything's still semi-planning stage, but also ready to share. I don't know. Did I tell yous on... Well, this is Monday for yous. It's not Monday for me, Monday for yous. So did I tell you Tuesday? Did I tell you Wednesday? Don't think I'm going to tell you Wednesday, because that's New Year's Day, and some of yous might be hungover and might not actually take the information in, which means that telling you on the Thursday is pointless as well if you get a 2-day hangover. Might share with you next weekend, or I might do a bonus episode on the Monday and share it with you then. What would you rather have? I don't know. I'm scared. Scared? Nothing to be scared of, but I'm scared. Well, nothing for you to be scared of, put it that way. And it doesn't entail me getting married, because that would be terrifying. That's a terrifying thought. Nothing to do with... So we've already said I'm not pregnant. We've already said I'm not getting married. I mean, both of them entail me potentially having a man, or some sort of IVF, or potentially a female or a something to get married or have a baby, do you know what I mean? And I don't have any of that. I just have me, myself and I, and then my children sit in their room and ignore me, as normal children do, until they want fed and then I see them. But what else does it not entail? Doesn't entail me going up to court or being in any kind of trouble yet. I'm kidding on. Doesn't entail me moving house yet, because I still don't have a new house yet. But on that topic, I think I might have seen one today, but I don't know if it's still available. Right, so there, here's my thing. You've got, if you're in the UK, I don't know your different sites you've got, the rest of the world, but in the UK, you've got, which I've kind of recently found out, obviously, because I'm looking, but you've got your letting agencies, and you've got your, in America, you call it realtors, don't you, or something like that, I don't know. Listen, I can't speak English, let alone speak American. I can barely speak Scottish. So, aye, so you've got your letting agencies, and you've got your, what do you call them? Estate agents. Estate agents are more like buying houses, but they also do letting. So you've got all that. Most of them have been closed the days that I want to plumb and talk to them. I just find rude. You should know I'm going to phone you. Listen, I've got my phone on 24/7 for my clients. You should as well, even though I'm not your client yet. But hey, I could be a potential client. I'm only joking, because I know people need time off. Do not come for me and say, Aileen, people can't work 24/7. Listen, I'm desperate here. So, why did I say that, Diz? Yes. So, I went into an estate agent stroke letting agency on, don't know what day it was, the other day, me and my son. And they said, oh, we don't actually deal with the letting side of it in this office, but they gave me the phone number, that was fine. Came home, tried to phone a couple of them. Some of them didn't have it. Some of them were closed. That's fine, because obviously, oh, sorry, I've got toothache. Obviously, it's the time of year, isn't it? They probably work reduced hours an hour. They're maybe just not in the office, or maybe I'll be going to find that house for me, you know? So, you start doing the Google search. And in the UK, we've got, I don't want to say the names of them, because I ain't giving nobody free advertising. If you want me to advertise for you, you can show me the money. So yeah, you've got your major sites that you look at, and they're free, give you all the information, you send contact details, or they'll give you like the email or the name of the agency that's letting it out, or phone number or whatever, you phone up about it, and that's absolutely fine. But then there's the other ones that I need to pay to send an email. I'm sorry, I think that's scam material. That's very scammy, because you would get paid from the letting agency or the, what was the other one I said? Estate agent, to advertise. You would charge them an advertising fee. You do not also have to charge us for us to send that email. You're not even sending the email for us, we're sending the email. Please tell me why that's allowed. Please tell me why that's normal behaviour. That is two or three sites I found that on. And of course it doesn't tell you that until you click on send an email. You put your details in, and then it says, oh, now put your card details in. No thank you kindly. So, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to drive up to the street that the house is in, see if I can see a too late sign, because most of them do put a too late sign, the same as what they would do with a for sale sign, and get the details that way. And that's my plan. I mean, my plan might backfire, most of my plans backfire, but that's my plan. And I'm not paying you your, whatever it is you want off me for sending an email, £7 or something. Do you know what that £7 would get me? An awful lot. Well, it wouldn't really, because we're in a cost of living crisis, and if there's employment extortion, but in reality, if I was to go to the pound shop, that would get me 7 things. But even in the pound shop, these, here I'm on a rant now, even in the pound shop nowadays, nothing's a pound. I'm trying to think the last time I bought something at a pound. Even my muscular water or whatever it's called, that's £3. My deodorant is £1.50 or £2 or something like that. The only thing that I think that I got out of the pound shop for a pound was my bottle of juice. How are you still called a pound shop? Nah. Nope. And there's that many of them. I'm sorry if you're somewhere else in the world and you don't know what I'm saying, because when I go on a rant I talk fast and you also maybe don't know what a pound shop is. But I think you just call it like, is it Dollar Tree or something like that? So it's basically something that you would spend a dollar or a pound or whatever at. And nothing is uno pound or uno dollar. It is all £10, £5, £3, £1.75. I mean, where did the 75 come into? Because that's not even a full pound. That's three quarters of a pound. Ah, oh, here we go. Ranty McRanty's back. Must be that time. Oh, is that time of the month? Sorry. That'll be why. That explains a lot. The end of the month is that time, even though I'm also coming out that other end yet. But I think I've still got about another 10 years before I've blooming fully come out yet. So ranted McRant face, lost her voice nearly for a week, so she's making up for it today. Let's change the subject, because Aileen doesn't like talking about money because she's never got any. Me and my neighbour, in fact Tracy, the neighbour, one of the only neighbours I ever talk about, the only other one I really talk about is the one that I think's a swinger, but they're away now. I don't know if they've moved out or if they've went away on holiday for Christmas and New Year, although they did leave the start of December. I never seen them leave, Tracy did. But I know they're not there because it's been so quiet and peaceful. Well, kinda, sort of. But what was I going to say about Tracy? What were me and Tracy talking about? Oh, I don't know now. See what happens, I change the subject. It might come back to me then again, it might not. Hello? Yes. I don't even know what I've done anymore. After me saying I was pure proud of myself, I have done something in this recording and I don't know how it's going to sound by the end of it. I don't know what me and Tracy were talking about, so I'm not going to know until I listen back, so I don't know. If I remember during later on in the recording, I'll tell you what we were talking about. But it's coming up for New Year. Christmas is just over with. So what I find is, you eat too much at Christmas and you potentially drink too much at New Year. Is that what you think? I don't anymore, because I don't drink anymore. And I try not to eat too much either, because being a woman of a certain age, it doesn't bode well for the waistline. I mean, my waistline expands anyway, just going for shopping. I don't need to help it along the way by putting the food into my wherever it ends up. So, food and drink intake over Christmas and New Year. How have you found yours, and is it different from any other year? Or, flip side, see you on the flip side. Did you eat or drink less this year? Have you stopped drinking the same as me? Please make sure it's just alcohol you've stopped drinking and not actual all fluids, because you do need fluids in your system. So yeah, I was always a binge drinker. There was no qualms about it. I always was. I didn't drink every day. Before I had kids, I would drink probably, well, it would differ. Some weeks I might only drink one, but most weeks I was probably out. I've told you this before, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'd be out. Having a wee pear day. But that's what you do when you're young, you enjoy yourself. But I was a binge drinker. I was one of the ones that, I've never been a house drinker. I've never enjoyed drinking in the house. So, do you know sometimes, like, you're maybe sitting having a drink when you're getting dressed. I would never ever finish that drink. Plus, in case you haven't noticed, I like to talk. So I would talk more than drink when I'm in the house, especially getting ready and all your pals are about and whatever else. But even putting that aside, if I wasn't going for a night out, I was never a house drinker. Didn't want to drink in the house because I just never really seen the point in it. I get some people like to drink to socialise and it can be in the house or out the house or wherever. But that wasn't me. When I drank, I was full throttle. Out to party, out to have a good time, out to get pissed. And that was it. There was, don't stop me now, I'm having such a good time, I'm having a ball. That was me. That should really be my theme tune for when I was a teenager. And potentially in my 20s as well, to be fair. But although when I was in my 20s, I had my oldest and then my youngest was at the end of my 20s. So I'd go out like, some months I'd go out twice in the month, some months I'd go out once, some months I wouldn't go out at all. But I was still a binge drinker. That Saturday night I would still be steaming. So I wasn't a big mixing my drinks type person. I think it was yesterday I was telling you, because my dad told me about the price of vodka sure in Australia. And so I would have my vodka. I mean, I wouldn't have a vodka. I'd probably, yeah, we'll not go there, how many vodkas I would have in a night out. And then I would have my shots as well. So you'd have a vodka every time you bought a round, you had to buy a round of shots as well, you know, one of the ones. But yeah, that was me. But I always went out to have a laugh and always had a laugh. I had a pal, in fact I had an ex, who couldn't touch vodka because he thought he was a bloody Hulk. He'd be like, Hulk smash, and start fighting with everybody. To the point where I ended up in casualty one day because him and his pal were fighting. It wasn't me that was in casualty, I wasn't hurt. He was Kim Nugget. Ended up getting his head split open, but that's another story, and I won't be saying that another day because I can't be bored talking about him. And that was actually my cousin's fault because she was warned not to give him vodka and she gave him a thing that was dead funny and it wasn't. And it just caused an absolute uproar and caused a riot between the family and everything. But anyway, hey ho, that was a very long time ago and we'll not be repeating that kind of story. But I had another friend, female, she didn't get into fights as such, but she just, such a funny person, such a, had a laugh, everything else. We'd been pals, we were like 14 or something, and every time you'd say to her, no, we're going for a night out, we're going to have a laugh, no fighting, no growling, no drawn dirty looks, no smarmy comments to anybody, aye, aye, aye. She'd get a few drinks in her, and then who do you think they're looking at? And then that's where it started, and you're like, nah, and you're trying to rein her in. But then she gets that drunk, she does that, but then once she's done that, that bit's over and done with for her, and she would walk away and start talking to somebody else and you're left to sort it out the mess. And then the next morning you'd always say to her, you done it again? Another fine mess you've got, isn't it? Whereas, if I go on a night out, I mean I don't go on nights out anymore, but when I used to go on a night out, I'm there to have a laugh and have as much fun as possible because, like, I'm talking about the nights out there now, do you know what I mean? It's memories that you talk about in the future. You talk about them until you don't remember them, until you're not here to talk about them. Then hopefully somebody else remembers the story that you told them, and then that story carries on and carries on. And that's what memories are, and that's the whole point of making memories, because that's what keeps you alive when you're not here anymore, is the memories that you've passed on to other people. So say, for example, I pass my memories on to my kids. And then if they have kids, and maybe when I'm not here anymore, but oh, your grand told me this story or whatever else, that's the whole point of making memories, isn't it? And making good memories, not bad memories. I don't tend to talk about any kind of bad experiences or bad memories I've got, because I don't like to give them the energy. I'd rather talk about happy, fun memories. Obviously, we do need to talk about bad memories sometimes if it's affecting us and it's holding us back in any way, and I will talk about them at that point, but I just mean in general. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, I've got this good memory, but I've also got that bad memory and blah, 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 and put a dampener on things. There's a time and a place, I think, is what I'm trying to say to you. And just, yeah, make good memories as much as possible. Happy memories. Take lots of photos. And this is the thing. So, when we were younger, obviously, when I was young, we had the, what do you call them, the cameras, and you would have to take them at the shop to get them developed or whatever else. Whether it be a throwaway camera or whether you had a film in it, you would take it somewhere to get it developed, whether you took it to the chemist, to the supermarket, or wherever you took it. And I've got bags and bags of photos. But now that you've got phones, you take the photo on the phone and then it just stays there. But then if I think back to 10, 15, 20 years ago, I'll have lost a lot of photos because the phones weren't as good as what they are now. Obviously, you can back everything up now. You can upload things onto social media and hopefully keep your photos that way if you don't want to develop them. But back then, you would get a wee memory card and the memory card always broke and then you lost all the photos. I've got so many photos that I've lost because of that. Or you drop a phone and break it and smash it and that's how you've lost all your photos. There's positives and negatives to everything, isn't there? So the positive of the phone, you can carry it about with you, you've got the photos with you and whatever else, but if you lose that phone or the phone breaks or whatever, you might lose your photos that you've not uploaded or you've not added them to social media. But then if you do the ones that we had when we were younger, say for example, God forbid there was a house fire or whatever, touch wood, it never happens to any of us, or any of you, you potentially lose all the photos, don't you? So, again, it's taking the good with the bad. I'm still very much a pen and paper person, and I know, don't come for me, I know I'm old. Done it again, I did it in every episode. So, I used to work in Karen Home Insurance, I think I've told you this before. And it used to drive me bonkers because, obviously, you've got, it's just everything's technology. And then the computers would go down, the systems would go down, and that was it. You couldn't answer any phones anymore, you couldn't look up anybody's policies or anything like that. And then all you hear is Aileen. Every day I would say it, every single day with foot fail, I'd be like, can we not just go back to paper and pen? I can't deal with this. And then everybody would just shout back, Aileen, go, you shut up, sick of hearing about you and your paper and pen. But I do genuinely. So when I've got a client, whether it's counselling, coaching or hands-on, I keep two records. I keep a paper record and I keep a hard copy as well. And I think it's just, it's in my brain, it's like, well, I'm pleasing everybody here, pleasing me by putting it in paper and pen, but then pleasing everybody else by, like, maybe the authorities or whoever wants me put it on a hard copy. Yous have got that as well. Just leave me be. Just let me get my paper and pen, please. And don't say to me, but what if you run out of paper and what if you run out of pen? I've got hunters. Hunters. I have two or three filing cabinet drawers worth of notepads. I have about 500 pens and I've got about 25 million reels of paper for the printer. So I am not going to run out of paper anytime soon. You're fine. It's alright. Calm down. The only thing is, now that my fibromyalgia and arthritis and everything else that I've got to matter with me plays up, when I try and write anything down, my hand goes into cramp. So maybe my paper and pen is now telling me, Aileen, it's time for us to end this relationship. We've lasted 40 something years, but now is the time to say goodbye. I'll never say goodbye to my paper and pen. Sorry. Listen, if I've got no hands, I will write it with my mouth or my toes, because people do that, don't they? People that have been maybe born without their hands or their arms or whatever, they've learned how to write with their feet, their toes. Maybe I'll do it. I mean, I don't like feet, so I don't think I would be able to cope with that at all. And I particularly don't like my feet, so I wouldn't want anybody to see me writing with my toes. So I would need to find another way to do that. I don't know, this episode took a left turn, right turn, down that middle of the road, and I think it's went up a mountain, because I never came on here to talk about paper and pen. I came on here to talk about your food and drink intake for New Year. How does this happen to me? I think I'm organised, and I think, right, we'll talk about this today, and I write down all my pointers and whatever else. I think a couple of times I haven't, I've just thought, oh, we'll just talk about whatever we talk about. But the majority of the time, I'll write down pointers and I'll write down a main topic, and then we'll talk about whatever else we talk about. But I've spoken more about paper and pen than what I've said to you is about food and drink. Game's a bogey. Time for healing to get into trouble, I think. Grounded until she behaves herself and realises what she's done wrong. So, do we talk about food and drink? Do we even bother? Because, I mean, I'll probably talk about Iron Brew or something and end up talking about somebody with ginger hair. Sorry, didn't mean that to be accident. Listen, I can't say nothing. I was born with rainbow hair. As in, I had a patchy every colour. I mean, I don't believe that. I don't tend to believe an awful lot that comes out of Helen's mouth. And she's the only person that said it to me. But as a toddler, I had strawberry blonde. It definitely wasn't a ginger. And then it went kind of a beautiful goldeny, not quite peroxide, kind of goldeny blonde. Gorgeous. Loved it. Now I don't know what colour my hair is, because every time I dye it, I put a different colour through it, because I can never find a colour I like. I'd quite like to be the colour I was when I was 2-3 year old. I don't know that that's possible without it turning yellow over time. I think I'm kind of over the blonde, to be fair. I'm like, do you know that way when you hit the kind of midlife crisis? And I'm not having a midlife crisis. Calm down, don't be coming at me. I'm not having a midlife crisis, but I know many people who have over the years. And it was nothing to do with her hair colour, but I'm just saying. So, do you know when you have a midlife crisis and you start to think, oh, I think I might be too old to wear that, or I'm too old to do that, or I'm too old to say that, or I'm too old to have my hair like this, I'm too old to have my hair like that. Maybe I should start talking a bit better, maybe learn some English rather than Scottish, you know. I'm kind of like that with the blonde hair at the minute. I'll never bleach my hair again, because it damaged my hair so much. I bleached my hair for, God, I don't know, 10, 15 years. But before that, it was like still blonde I was putting through it, but it wasn't the bleach. But my hair took a beating with that bleach. And then I finally grew it out, cut it out, whatever I'd done. And it's been in semi-decent condition since, and I just thought, nope, not you. So, and when I make this confession again, do not come for me, especially hairdressers, but I just buy box dyes now. One of the reasons is it's cheaper. One of the reasons is I've not got 3 hours to sit in a hairdresser's, and the other reason is just because I can. But the box dye I use has got argon oil in it, I'm sure it's some kind of oil, so that makes me feel a wee bit better about it. I think, well, I'm putting a wee bit of nourishment in there as well, But I'm at an age where I couldn't really care less. If I like the colour, I like the colour, I'll stick it on. If I don't like the colour, I'll put another colour on top of it. And again, if you're a hairdresser, don't come for me. I used to be a hairdresser. Still couldn't care less. I mean, I would advise other people against it if they were asking me professional opinion or whatever. Maybe I would. Box dyes are definitely better than what they used to be. Plus, just to let you know, there is a lot of hairdressers out there that use box dyes. Actual hairdressers, not people like me who used to be hairdressers and then get sick of it. There's a lot here. Don't let them kid you. I would give you a few tricks of the trade. Not tricks of the trade, a few trade secrets, but I'd probably end up starting talking about hair and going on to talking about something else. And then you wouldn't get any of the secrets I was going to tell you, because I'd forget them by the time. Because I still haven't remembered what me and Tracy were talking about. I can't even phone a dentist. When did the dentist open back up, people? Does anybody know? If my dentist is listening to this, can you text me and let me know if you're opened? I've got something. Right, so, know how you're very, very back tooth? I don't know what any of your teeth are called. I know you've got molars and all that, but I don't know what tooth's what. Because again, I don't care. I'll take care of them to the extent as much as I can. I don't care what they're called, because I'm not going to be sitting having my dinner going, oh, I better eat that with my molar. Or I better watch if not, I better file down my fang. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's certain things in life that you need to know. Now, I'll get back to what I've got to tell you in a minute. There's certain things in life that you need to know, and there's certain things that, unless you're in the trade, unless you're in that business, unless you're in that profession, you really don't need to know anything about anything or anything. Can you tell it's getting to that time of year now where, one, I'm over it, two, I'm also premenstrual, three, I'm menopausal, and four, I'm just tired. But aye, so you're very, very back tooth. I get that took out, it was a couple of years ago, I think it was about 2 years ago or something, down at the bottom of my mouth. And I remember when I was going to get it done, the guy's like, oh, just to let you know that there's a risk of your jaw breaking when we take this out. And I was looking at him as if to say, listen, pal, I've never had my jaw broke before in my life, and you are not going to start doing that now. Because if my jaw breaks, I can't talk. And I like to talk. I don't care so much about the eating, because I could be doing my no eating for a wee couple of days. My belly might appreciate it. My waistline might appreciate it. And my clothes might appreciate it. But I can't no talk for days. That's not an option. Not on your Nelly. So anyway, he pulled the tooth out, and he never broke my jaw, thankfully. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. But then I went back. No, that was a different time, wasn't it? So he couldn't get it out, that's what it was. Or there was still a bit left over the root. And I had to go and get it done at like a dental hospital type place. And I think they missed a bit. So he done an x-ray. This was like months and months later, maybe even a year later, done an x-ray. And he says, oh, he was actually in a different tooth, that's what it was. And he says, oh, but see the tooth that you've had pulled out? There's still a wee bit down there, the bone or the root or the whatever. So if that ever starts to annoy you, we might need to refer you back again to get that. And I was like, why did you tell me that? Like, I don't even know these things. So now I've got something that feels like a full tooth coming through. And I know you tend to get your wisdom teeth when you're like a lot younger than what I am, probably at least half my age, maybe younger than that as well. My dad never got his until he was in his 30s. I'm obviously older than that. But there's something, and it's come right through the skin, not the skin, the gum. And it's annoying me because I keep touching it with my tooth. But I also keep trying to pull it out. I mean, I don't think that's going to end well if I try that. So I need to go and see about that, and then I've got toothache, but it's more just toothache if something touches, so I think I might need a filling. This episode has been absolutely mental. Like, I genuinely don't know how I started the episode. I know I've lost my way, and I know that I never fully spoke about what I was going to talk about, and I know there's a subject in the middle that I have no clue what I was trying to tell you. But I'm going to leave it on, and you can see how much a mess I actually am sometimes. But we will blame Mother Nature for that, because she's done that to me. She's made me be premenstrual when I'm busy, and I've got no time to be premenstrual. Raging. Fuming. Where are all my perimenopausal women and menopausal women? How are you coping with it? I'm actually not too bad, to be fair. Since I've found my right dosages of everything, I'm not too bad. But, what was my butt? What was it? Yeah. Now, I was always led to believe, and sorry if you're male listening to this and it's TMI, but you might need to know it anyway. So you just keep listening, you might learn something. And that's not me being patronising. If you've got a mum, you've got a sister, a partner, a niece, whatever, you might get a wee nugget of information that one day you might hear them talking about. Like, oh, I heard Aileen talking about this. I mean, a lot of what Aileen says is a lot of shit, but sometimes you talk sense. So when I was growing up, and whenever you heard your aunties or your mum or whatever talking about menopause, and whenever anybody explained it to you, so, and I think it was, you would get the, not the birds and the bees talk, but you would get the period talk at school, and you got it without the boys there, which is understandable, but boys need to know this information as well. So I would like to think that boys have been taught it in another way. I know nowadays they're a bit more inclusive with it, because my youngest, they were talking about it, but it wasn't solely based on periods and things like that. Anyway, I'm losing track again. So, I was led to believe growing up that when you got to and you never even heard about perimenopause, to be fair. I've only heard about perimenopause in the last 10 years, maybe 5 years. I always just thought it was menopause. It was just you went through the menopause for like between 10 and 20 years. Never heard the whole perimenopause thing before until I started to get there. And then, so I was always led to believe that your periods kind of died down, dried up, whatever you want to call it. They got less, so you would maybe start having one every 2 months, or maybe one every 6 months, and then you would maybe only have one a year, or however long it would be, until eventually you don't have any at all. But it wasn't until I was perimenopausal, and not even when I was perimenopausal, I'd say the last 2 years, 3 years, that I found out that in actual fact, it can go the opposite way. Guess what happens to Aileen? I mean, I don't take a period because of my contraception, which is the biggest laugh out of it all, that I've got contraception. I've got the best contraception, don't have good sex. Anyway, and let me Mother Teresa here, wee Virgin Mary. What was I saying? So I tend to be premenstrual at least every 2 weeks. You've got the cramps, you've got the sore boobs, you've got the tiredness and the tiredness. Oh my God, I've never felt so tired in my life when I'm premenstrual. The craving, eating things, wanting sugar all the time, and then you get that wave of emotion you get. Now, the women will understand this. Basically, you're crying on the inside, but there's no reason for you to be crying on the inside, and on the outside, you're actually fighting with yourself. You're going like, "Fuck, are you grieving for? why are you crying? There is absolutely no need for you to be upset. I know you're sitting here laughing at some film, but greeting at the same time. But there's no tears. It's on the inside. It's almost like you've got a broken heart. Your heart genuinely feels upset about something. You don't know what it is. It's great being female. And I get where all you guys say, really don't understand female. I'm a female and have been for 40 odd years and I don't understand this, but then I don't understand yous either. I think we just still don't understand each other. And I think we need to, like, just shake hands and say, bygones be bygones, hug it out and start afresh. And the whole world would be a lot simpler and a lot happier. Anyway, that's my TED talk, healing talks, whatever talk you want to call it for the day. But back to the New Year celebrations. Please be careful if you're going out and about in New Year, even or if you're having like house parties or whatever. Please be careful. Take care of each other. Don't do what my friends do and abandon you in town. If you've not heard that story yet, go back a couple episodes and you'll hear it. But yeah, be careful of your drink intake, especially if you're taking any recreational stuff. Think twice. Baby, baby, think twice. For the sake of our love, all those memories. Sorry. That is a running theme with me and my sons, that I say I can come up with a song with every, like, see if you stop a sentence with a certain word, I'll always find a song to sing that. So that's why every now and again I'll break in a song on the podcast. I do it in my general life as well, and my boys hate it. So I'm hoping that yous appreciate it, because I need somebody to appreciate the fact that I have such a wide range of songs out there that I cannot sing but will sing, and need somebody to applaud me for it. So I hope you're giving me a wee round of applause there. Bravo, bravo. Encore. You need an encore for me. Yes, so if you're thinking about any wee recreationals, we added extras, try not to. Please think of possible consequences. Think of how it might affect family life, your life, potentially your career if you've got a career. But also with your drink, be careful with your drinks. Don't leave your drinks lying about. If you do leave a drink lying about, do not drink it afterwards. Get a fresh drink, because there are some wee creepy creeps out there that will just stick something in. And I know it's happened to me, and mine was at a house party of, let's just say, professionals. And not professional creepy creeps, general professional people and jobs and life. So yes, be careful of the spiking of drinks. Have a wee Google search of, what do you call it, signs to look out for if somebody's potentially had their drink spike, because the sooner you recognise the signs, the sooner you can get them the help they may need. Don't leave any friends, all stay together. I sound like an old granny now, don't I? Everybody stay in a wee group. No, but don't leave anybody on their own. Because again, it can be dangerous, especially if you're in like a city centre or anywhere like that. But yeah, just take care. But also, the most important thing is have fun, make happy memories, and remember to wish each other a happy new year. I mean, you've still got me for another couple of days before that, but this was meant to be about your whole food and drink intake over New Year, and we started talking about something else, and then we got on the paper and pen. It all went a wee bit tits up, didn't it? So, I'm off ski because even I can't believe I done that. I genuinely don't know what's happened to me the day, whatever time. I don't even know what time it is on the day. I don't know what day it is. What's my plot? Lost it a long time ago, but I think I must have got a second plot and lost that as well. Jesus. I'm just looking at the state of my desk right now and it's actually giving me the fear. I need to tidy this tomorrow. Because I need to be able to see my desk, you know. Once I give you my wee announcement. I'm one of these ones, I kind of hold my water. I need to tell when I've got something to say, I need to say it. And see this, having to watch what you're saying. I mean, I know I'm not going to get in trouble for it because I'm the only person to make myself hold it in. It's my story to tell and it's my announcement to make and it's me, but it's business and it's life and it's alien and it's... I've got my bit of paper sitting here with me to tell me what I'm allowed to say each day and what I'm not allowed to say, so I need to go buy my bit of paper because my paper and pen was used to write that wee list. Anyhow, I said... I think about 5 minutes ago. In fact, I think I said 12 minutes ago I was going to go. I'm away because I think I've probably confused every single one of yous. We got a wee bit Scottish in the middle there somewhere, didn't we, as well? So you may need a wee bit of Google Translate. Or you could just ask me to translate it if you know anybody that does talk Scottish. Now what I will say though is, oh here I go, say I'm going to go and then I start another conversation, just be glad I don't live in further up north in Scotland, because the further north you go or the further east you go, even sometimes I can't understand them. I was in Dundee one day and the guy was like, R-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r-r- the answer I gave him was right, so I was quite lucky that day. I mean, I could have got, something bad could have happened to me, and I'm like, I ain't bothered, pal. Aye, bad be all you want. I mean, I wasn't going to be, he came across as a very nice man. I was at work, I was working, so I would hope he wasn't going to get bad to me, but anyway, I said aye, and it was the right answer, so there you go. Maybe I'm a bit more bilingual than what I think. I can talk Dundonian as well. Oh, that was a full breath. Right, I'm definitely going this time because my head is like mush and it's just one lot of nonsense coming out today. I'll try and do better next time. I mean, I probably won't, but I'll try. All you can do is try. As long as you try, you can't do any better than that. Just try your best. So, that's story of my life. Anyway, enjoy your Monday. If yous are off work, yous will probably enjoy it. If you're at work, try and enjoy it. Think of, you've only got one more sleep, and then it's New Year's Eve. And then you can hopefully enjoy yourself, let your hair down, relax, have fun, greet through the bells. But we'll talk about that tomorrow, okay? Enjoy your Monday, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye bye.